Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that should be dear to each of us this season of the year. We are thankful, or the question is, are we thankful? Are you thankful today? Tell me, tell us. Let our listeners know. Give a brief word of testimony of what you're thankful for. 831-0917, 831-0917. Perhaps you say, well, I'm faced traumatic days. I'm faced with a lack of funds. I'm faced with financial difficulties. I'm faced with physical problems. I'm faced with medical issues. I'm faced with difficulties in the family, strife between loved ones. All of these things. Let me just share with you an elongated article that I have used for probably 30 years in introducing Thanksgiving to a listening audience. And I think it's fitting at this juncture. Pastor, I'm going to read this, and then I'll take a moment to comment on it. We can still invite our listeners to call in.
Amen.
Title of this article, ladies and gentlemen, is The Military Telegram Arrives, and a marriage is forever changed. The telegram arrived on November the 15th, 1969. Private First Class Johnny O. Brooks was slightly wounded in action. The telegram began. Floria Brooks, 20 years old, had recently married. She read on, not knowing then how much her life was about to change. Since he is not, repeated, not seriously injured, no further reports will be furnished, the telegram concluded. The couple would grow old together, but not in the way either had envisioned at marriage. There would be no children, no exotic vacations, not even the simple fishing jaunts that they had enjoyed before Johnny Brooks was drafted into the Army and sent to Vietnam. He returned home without a leg and would soon lose the other, along with his ability to speak and the use of his arms. Nearly 40 years later, Floria Brooks continues to serve as nursemaid and constant companion to her husband, who is confined in bed, unable to talk, unable to move his arms. Yet she never imagined any other way. She said, and I quote, I am so thankful that we were married. Now, 58 years old, Floria Brooks is a pillar of compassion and dedication. Further in the article, it says, despite her reliance on her family and close friends, Floria Brooks has cared for her husband mostly by herself. Since she leaves their home, since she leaves their home in Stockton, a working-class port city about 45 miles south of the capital state's capital, only a brief outings and appointments. She sleeps in a small bed in the living room next to her husband's medical bed. Her days are spent almost entirely in the care for her husband. She fills syringes with the liquid food she injects into her husband's stomach in the tube every 2 hours, suctions his mouth when he coughs, dispenses a small pharmacy of medications, drains the catheters. She says she shares a rich, full life with her husband, who responds to her and other family members mostly through eye contact. She reads biblical scriptures to him each day. Floria Brooks knows that many people in her position would have prayed for an easy death. She prayed for her high school sweetheart to live regardless of what kind of life he might have. The couple has been married, had been married just 3 weeks before the draft notice came in the mail. There's no doubt, this article says, that takes a significant toll. In an instant, your life is just changed and can never be changed back. When you get the phone call that your son or daughter's been severely wounded, he said, 4 decades later, Ruth Brooks is still coping. I'm still not over it, she said. She's so strong that resiliency has amazed Florrie Brooks' family and friends, and especially now that she is caring for her mother also, who suffers from dementia. It would be easy to get down, she said, but she chooses not to dwell on her own twist of fate. Quote, I am so thankful, 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 thankful. I am the one that's still saying, please God, don't take him away yet, end quote. Pastor, I don't know about our listeners, but when you read that and understand what she's saying, even in her plight of being a constant caregiver for an invalid husband, she's still saying, God, don't take him away. God, thank you, thank you, thank you for the 58 years we've had. Thank Amen. You for allowing us to be married. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, that speaks volumes as to how we ought to be thankful, regardless of where we are, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what takes place in our life. We still need to be thankful. Pastor, you were saying earlier, I believe before our break, that sometimes a person doesn't recognize what to be thankful for until they look back.
Amen.
And I've simply said down through the years, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about vowing a vow, and the scripture says it's better not to vow a vow than to vow a vow and then not hold it.
Amen.
Or keep it. That is to make a commitment. Many times a person will make a commitment. God, if you'll get me out of the hospital bed, I'll serve you. God, if you'll let me survive this wreck, I'll serve you. God, if you'll allow me to get this job, I'll serve you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then multitudes, Pastor, do not do that. But then somehow, some way, in the twists and turns in life, God will bring it full circle that they can reflect back and say, thank you, Lord, for letting me live to be able to carry out, to bring to fruition my commitment that I've made to you in serving you.
Amen.
It ought to be, ladies and gentlemen, a commitment of your life and mine to say, Lord, each day, thank you for where you've allowed me to arrive. Thank you for what you're allowing me to do.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Youngblood, you know, when you look at King David and the life that he lived, he faced many challenges.
Yes.
Yet in one of the Psalms, he was able to write the words, Dr. Youngblood, it was good for me that I was afflicted,
yes,
that I may see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
That's the reason why I say, let's make sure you understand now, especially in that Psalm 34, there are a lot of promises made by that same psalm writer that wrote that psalm. Yeah. You said, I will, that's a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall, there's another promise you're making,
right,
to him. Continually, that means you won't stop praising him no matter what the condition
that's
is
it.
That you are facing.
Absolutely.
So, again, in every situation, Dr. Youngblood, it may be difficult to give him praise,
mm-hmm,
to even tell him thanks. Because when your heart is heavy with sorrow, mm-hmm, it's hard at that particular time.
Yes.
Yet, remember that God is faithful.
He's faithful.
Now, if you can just think on God and who he is, those are the things that really allows or inspires a person to give God thanks.
Yes.
Because he's still yet being good, no matter how bad your situation might be,
right,
for the present time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's still good to you.
He's
so like you said right there.
All things together for good.
Amen. Amen. Like you said right there, her husband was sick, yet she still found a way to give God praise. She did not want to see her loved one sick.
That's right.
She did not want him, amen, to leave her at that particular time.
That's right.
But she still found a way to give God thanks.
Say thank you.
Now, again, we have to remember, everything that we give God thanks for is connected to who he is.
That's right.
So even though it's not, don't seem to be working for you at the present time, find a way to give him thanks because it's not bad as it always seems.
That's right.
Amen.
Pastor, you're exactly right. And ladies and gentlemen, we're inviting you now to call in 831-0917. I want Pastor Davis to take a moment and read Psalms 107, I believe we want.
Amen.
Psalms 107. Read Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2, And then Pastor wants you to read verse 8, verse 15, verse 21, and verse 31. And then we're going to comment about those.
Amen. Amen. It says here, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south."
Drop down and read verse 8 now.
Amen. Now, we're going down to verse number 8. "All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
Now read verse 15.
Then verse 15 repeats the same thing. "All that men," and I love that. I love that song. Amen. That's one of my favorites.
Amen.
"All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
Verse 21.
"All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
Now read verse 31.
"All that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
You can't ask for a greater inspirational challenge.
Amen.
Than in those verses.
Amen. Amen.
And it's redundant. Verse 1, verse 8, verse 15, verse 21. Verse 31, out of that entire chapter with only 43 verses, over and over and over, there's the call, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
Amen.
So that's my challenge today, ladies and gentlemen, to you. Call 831-0917 and give a word of praise to the Lord. That's what Thanksgiving is about, Pastor
Amen.
David.
Amen.
Thanksgiving. And let me remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, at your leisure, look at Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. 17, Luke 17, 11 through 19. You had 10 leprous men. Leprosy was a deadly disease, no cure for it in that day. Leprosy, 10 men had leprosy, and they saw Jesus. They called unto him. The Lord Jesus healed all 10 of them, but only one returned and came back to Jesus, fell down before his feet, giving humility and praise before him and thanking him for healing him. And the scripture says he was healed spiritually and physically, total healing as a result of Jesus' hand in his life.
Amen.
So what
Amen.
Are you thankful for? Pastor, I'm going to take a moment and look at just two or three things. Then we'll talk and allow you to share some also. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for Christian freedom. And the freedom that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Saved me April the 15th, 1958. And I'm thankful, thankful, thankful. So when I come to a Thanksgiving season, a special Thanksgiving recognition, the first thing I want to say is thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for making me whole spiritually.
Amen.
And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ can do in each and every life if you simply say yes to him. Secondly, I'm thankful for faithful scriptures. The Word of God is our strength, God's Word that we can depend on and trust in and follow. I'm thankful for the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful, Pastor, that God puts us in family units that we can nurture and care and fellowship and encourage. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, God gives us sons and daughters in our family that we might train them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, that we might bring them up to honor him, to serve him, submit and surrender to him. The purpose of God giving us children is that we train them to love the Lord, that we then leave a legacy behind of our love and our faithfulness to the Lord, that they will walk in the same footsteps
Amen.
Of loving and serving the Lord. Pastor, what are some of the things that you would want to enumerate, just sharing with our audience today, some of the things that you are thankful for?
Amen. Well, I just thank God once again, Dr. Youngblood, for where he brought me from. You know, he's a healer.
Amen.
And he's a deliverer.
That's right.
Amen. He brought me out of a world of darkness over into his marvelous light. And he blessed me with things, Dr. Youngblood, that I look at right now that I don't feel worthy of
amen.
Receiving.
That's right.
Amen. If we look at it, amen, none of us are really worthy.
That's right.
Amen. But when you look at the thing that he has allowed you to have right now, mm-hmm. that you didn't have before.
Right.
Amen. That's the thing that should cause you to tell him thank you.
That's right.
Amen. To give him praise. I thank God. Amen. Amen. For my entire family. Amen. For my beautiful wife. Amen. Amen. On today, my children, my grandchildren. Amen. All of you on today. Even my family came in down in South Florida. I thank God for you. I'm just going to cut it a little bit short. We won't have time to put everybody in there, but I thank God for all of you, my family in Ferndina, my family in St. Mary's, my family in New York, all of you that if you're listening on today, thank God for all of you, my family in Virginia, amen, all of you that are out there. Thank God for you, wherever my voice is going throughout the world. I thank God for you, and I love you on today.
Amen.
But just know this and understand this. As I began to pray with some of them down in South Florida, amen, they began to tell me how grateful they were for me being able to come. And I told them that God allowed me,
amen,
to be able to be with them at that particular time.
Their lives. Absolutely.
And they were talking about the love, amen, that our mothers taught us, Mother McCord and Mother Davidson. Or they taught us, amen, to love one another and stick together,
amen,
with each other. No matter how thick the trouble may get, that's don't right. let your love thin out.
That's right. Amen.
Continue to stick with one amen. Another because
absolutely.
These are the times, amen, that we need to show love to one another the more.
And remember, Pastor, the scripture says that we are to praise him continually.
Amen.
If you got that job yesterday, don't say thank you, Lord, for the job. But every day,
look back
and say, thank you, Lord, for providing for me that job, that place of work. Thank you, Lord, for the health that you gave me a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago. Even though they're difficult physical things today, thank you for what you have done. I believe we have Jim on the line. Go with your question or comment or your praise report.
Dr. Youngblood, Pastor
yes,
Davis,
sir.
How are you guys?
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
We are very blessed.
Yes, sir. I'm just thankful for today. I'm thankful that a couple years ago that God gave me the vision to walk away from one job and put me with a solid Christian company. And that those benefits are paying off today, especially with all this COVID mandates. And I'd like to share a short story, if you guys don't mind.
Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Prior to me being saved and God knocking me on the head and telling me, hey, wake up, silly. I was in 84. I was down at Fort Sherwin, Panama, at a military facility called JOTC. And it was a course that, was physically strenuous and involved a lot of, mental and physical, training. But at the end of it there, they said that they were going to send us to Panama City, and we used to own the canal back then. Just
that's right.
Yeah, Carter gave that thing away. But yep. Anyway, they sent us to Panama City, and I don't know if they did this intentionally to us, but they drove us through some areas where there was cardboard walls with corrugated tin shacks. The children were wearing next to nothing. No shoes, and it was the saddest thing that I had ever seen in my life. And of course, not being a Christian back then, the deep appreciation that I had when I returned to the United States is still with me today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, that's a,
so I am grateful for this nation.
Yes, yes, of what God has given us. He, as I have said so often, he's blessed us more perhaps than any other nation on the face of the globe. Jim, thank you so much for your brief testimony.
Thank you.
And thankfulness. And I thank our listeners today for the privilege and the opportunity to come to you and talk about Thanksgiving. Pastor, I'm thankful, as you said a moment ago, for family. I'm thankful for each and every member of the family. I'm thankful that God has given us families and put us in families to nurture our sons and our daughters. And recently, and I might say, and I've said this before on the broadcast, I'm thankful for the thousands and thousands of people across America,
amen,
including yourself, for praying for Gene Jr. for 71 days while in the hospital where the medical profession tortured him until he died. But I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for the 56 years.
Amen.
That he gave us.
Amen. Amen. I know Dr. Youngblood, and we thank God also for him and for the family and for you and for, amen, your lovely wife and everyone. We all stuck together. God
yes.
showed us
yes.
his powerful hand.
Yes.
You through
and,
it all.
You and amen. Thousands of others across our nation.
Amen.
Stood with us, praying
amen.
With us.
Amen.
And God answered that prayer.
Amen.
And gave Gene 100% healing.
Amen.
And I'm thankful today that I know where he is.
Amen. 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 Yes, he's with our Savior, and we thank God for that. His troubles are over.
Amen.
Amen. But we know that God still answered prayer, because even right now, amen, Dr. Youngblood, he doesn't have to worry about who's going to help him.
That's right. Amen.
He doesn't have to worry about being mistreated anymore.
Amen.
And, you know, we thank God for that.
And amen. I say because to God our listeners today, be thankful for family.
Amen.
Look at it that God has given us family to love and to nurture and to care for, but most of all, to lead them to faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Take that responsibility and say, thank you, Lord, for family.
Amen.
And also, ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for our freedom, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. Thankful for America and the freedom that we have to worship Him and to praise Him and to serve Him and to honor Him. Thankful that we have the rights to stand up and speak up. Thankful for the rights of religious liberties and freedoms to serve the Lord without intervention, as
Amen.
Nations have around the world.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the privilege of serving the Lord Jesus Christ, for the opportunity to preach the gospel, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with
Amen.
The lost, dark,
Amen.
And dying world. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for being able to stand for truth. Being able to stand for truth.
Amen.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, the truth will set you free. It's the truth of the Word of God that's being talked about in the Scripture in John 8, 31 and 32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He says that after he says, if you continue in my Word, then you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free.
Amen. Ladies but you know, Dr. Youngblood, I want to go down into the Hebrew meaning of that word.
Yes.
Amen. Because, you know, the Hebrew meaning, it's such a richer meaning.
Yes.
Than the English definition, amen, of words. And as I looked up that word in the Hebrew, it only showed me three consonants,
mm-hmm.
Y-D-H.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe, amen, it's pronounced Yada.
Yada, God.
When we, that's right, mm-hmm. amen. When we learn how to connect things back to God for who He is, we give Him praise. And that word means, amen, to raise hands to God in gratitude.
Gratitude.
Now, listen, let me tell you something. My name's not James Brown, but I still feel good.
Amen.
Amen. Every time we think about, amen, the goodness of God and what He has done for us, all we can do is give Him the highest praise, and I believe that's hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
That is praising Him for who He is.
Amen.
And when you study the Scripture, He is Creator, He is Controller, and He is Comforter.
Amen.
And we need to praise Him and praise Him and praise Him. Pastor, I'm going to read a few verses in Psalms 95. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come, therefore, into His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms.
Amen.
For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills in His hand also. The sea is His, and He has made it, and His hands formed the dry ground. Literally, that psalm is saying what we praise and thank Him for, that He is the Creator, He is the Controller, and He is the Comforter, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, He's the one that's coming again. So when we talk about being thankful, there's so many things that we could talk about today with the thanksgiving and being thankful. But another thing, Pastor, that I'm thankful for, I am thankful for friends that we meet and know, especially friends in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm thankful Amen. For you as a friend. I'm thankful for those in our listening audience that are friends. I'm thankful for those that week after week after week turn this broadcast on and listen to this Let's Face the Issues broadcast. We have contact with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds that talk about how this has blessed them. This has changed the course of their life. This broadcast has inspired and encouraged them to take a stand for truth.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for the privilege and the opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, we have to come to you each and every day, speak directly in your life. And I pray that as we speak words into your life in relationship to what God's Word says, that it'll be a comfort, that it'll be an inspiration and a challenge to you. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. Tell us, what are you thankful for?
Amen.
Pastor, I am thankful not just for our friends and family members, but I am thankful for our flag.
Amen.
Our flag. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing that gives me any more excitement and joy than to be driving down the highways and byways in our nation and see flagpoles, small or great,
Amen.
Standing
Amen.
Up with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing. It reminds me every time I see that flag of the fact that our men of yesteryear shed their blood. that we might have freedom in our nation today. And I reflect back on that rich red blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed there on Mount Calvary.
Amen.
That we might be free, free as a people, free
Amen.
As a nation. And it's that freedom, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about today that's being eviscerated through our Bill of Rights, being destroyed through the wanton decisions of some of our leaders that wants to overthrow America, bring us into a third world nation rather than a constitutional republic.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Amen.
I am thankful for our fellowship we can have around the Word of God.
Amen.
Pastor, we've got about a minute and a half left. Wrap up this broadcast with just simply talking about briefly some of your testimony, some of the things you're thankful for, and challenging our listeners to be thankful this Thanksgiving season.
Amen. Once again, we thank God for all of you that tuned in with us on today. Thank God for everybody listening by way of internet, those of you that I spoke with, and I hope and pray that this won't be your last time, but we do want you to be encouraged, amen,
yes.
on today by the things that were said. Amen. Keep us lifted up in prayer. LaBeth and family, if you're listening, amen, we'll continue to pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer that God will strengthen and lead you and guide you and provide for you.
Amen.
Amen. Because that's who he is. Amen. And that's the reason why we give him thanks, because of who he is.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To us on today. And Dr. Youngblood, I'm praying for your strength as well. Amen. That God will continue
amen.
To bless you and to pour back into you.
Amen.
Which you have poured into us.
Amen.
I thank God for you. Amen. I don't, amen, amen, count it as a light thing
amen. That's right.
to be able, amen, to be just affiliated with you.
Yes, yes.
Amen. And I just thank God for that on today.
Well,
amen.
You're such a blessing. I'm thankful
you
for
you mean
it.
So much to me. Amen. I just can't even express it in words.
Thankful.
But
amen.
I love you and
in
love
fact,
your family.
I can tell
amen,
our
so
listening
much.
Audience, you can't be around Pastor Davis 3 minutes without rejoicing and praising the Lord for his faithfulness, his commitment, and the joy that
amen.
Fills his heart. And one of the final things, Pastor, that I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for those that are fighting for us today, fighting on foreign fields that we'll never meet, but fighting for the freedom of our nation, surrendering, in many cases, surrendering their lives that we might be free. And ladies and gentlemen, let me put a little postscript footnote on that. The Lord Jesus Christ surrendered his life on Calvary's cross, took upon himself the sins of the whole world, that through our faith and trust in him, we
Amen.
Might be free, free, free indeed in our relationship to Jesus Christ. And know that we have eternity already planned and prepared for us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issue.
Amen. We love you.
Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.